Hello?
Hello.
Hi, is there Ms. Cordero?
Yes.
Hi, this is Oscar. We are calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything and we are conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Am I a what?
18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will not vote?
Probably.
Probably. What is your age?
52.
Thank you. What racial or ethnic group best describes you? White, Caucasian?
White.
Hispanic? Okay, white. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
From probably 1 5.
To 5. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me or let me know if you approve or disapprove of their job. Joe Biden as president?
I don't know if I want to.
Oh, it's okay. You can
answer that question, those questions, because, yeah, that's where I'm iffy on this whole thing. I don't, you know, my opinion does not matter when it comes to the president right now.
I see.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I understand. The survey is confident, so no one is going to know your answers.
Yeah, but I'm not even on. Yeah, I'm just not sure. Okay, go ahead. I'll answer it.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that. Joe Biden as president, you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove, or you don't know?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Sherrod Brown as senator?
Yeah, I don't know those names. I'm not into politics too much. So what was the last question, the last response choice?
You mean the other person or the question?
No. It's multiple choice. What's the last choice?
We have strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, or you don't know?
I don't know. That's a good answer.
Okay. Donald Trump as former president?
Okay. Give me the options again. Somewhat.
Same. Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, or don't know?
Okay. Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman?
Not sure.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or unfamiliar, but then just let me know or tell me that. Derek Marin?
Unfamiliar.
Republicans in Congress?
I'm unfamiliar.
Donald Trump?
So, what am I doing? Telling you if I approve of them or not?
If you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of them. We can say very, somewhat favorable, somewhat, or very unfavorable, or never heard, or you don't know.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And Marcy Kaptur?
Not sure.
First Energy?
Did you say First Lady?
No, First Energy, the company.
First Energy. Oh, that's weird. Not sure.
Okay. Democrats in Congress?
In Congress. Yeah, we need them. I don't know what you're looking for here, but so I would say I'm not sure.
Okay.
Don't really have an opinion either way.
Don't worry, that's okay. Joe Biden?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, if the election of U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Yeah, that's that. I don't know. That's why I'm glad not tomorrow. I have time to think. So can I do what? Not sure. I don't know. Another candidate. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, we can go really? And you can, we can put, we don't know. That's okay.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
Welcome. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? Or you don't know. There's always.
I don't know. This is the worst election ever. It's just awful that we have to do this.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And if also the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom will you vote?
Yeah, I usually vote for the Republicans.
Okay, we can say Bernie Moreno.
Okay.
And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Right, Derek.
Derek Marin, okay. Is there a chance that you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or will you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Right. At this point, I would probably not, but I haven't read into any, seen anything about her.
Okay. Now, answering that, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for her? Somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference?
Oh, yeah, it doesn't sound like I'd vote for her, no.
Okay, thank you.
That was a nice description, thank you.
And now we have a couple of statements here, and I'm going to go over them. You can say if it's not true, you don't know, more likely, no difference, somewhat less likely, and much less likely. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature, they both allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat vote to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that. You think it's not true, you don't know, more likely, no difference, or somewhat less likely?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
It sounds awful, though.
It's the state legislature. Derek Marin support any, Derek Marin support anti-union law that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, by also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half And in Congress, Marine will stand with those who voted to cut Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age. You think it's not true, more likely, not different, or somewhat less likely, or you don't know?
I don't know. That's a lot to think about. See, that's...
And also, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contribution from real estate special interest, Derek Marin wrote legislation and to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water, so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Do you think it's not true, more likely, you don't know, no difference, or somewhat less likely?
Yeah, I don't know, but you're giving me a lot to think about.
Okay. And after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out of First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption. Do you think it's not true, more likely, none, you don't know, no difference, and somewhat less likely?
See, wow. See, I don't know, but I've been getting things from First Energy because that's what I pay, my electric bill, but I had no idea that it was involved in this.
Okay.
I read some of the things and I give they give me options to change, but I never did because I just thought it was just as simple to keep First Energy.
Right. We have just a couple of more questions and we are done. I really appreciate your patience and your collaboration.
Okay.
Next one, Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights, even though the voters of Ohio vote overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal. Marines support a federal ban that will overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal, even in the case of rape or incest. Marine even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. You think it's not true? You don't know? More likely, no difference?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm probably the worst one for the survey.
It's okay. Don't worry. That helped us, actually.
Uh-huh.
In the estate, Derek Marin saw extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing that we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking for us. You think it's not true? More likely, you don't know, no difference, somewhat?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm thinking
okay.
No difference, but I'm not sure about that.
Okay, thank you. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or will you still vote for him?
Yeah, I got to do some more research on that. I don't know now. Thank you.
Okay, so we can say any reason to vote against him, or?
Yeah, I don't know if I'll go against him, but I don't know. Hopefully there's other options.
Okay. That's okay. Just confirming. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I will ask again, if the general elections of U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Okay, I'm just going to have to say not sure now.
Not sure. Okay. Don't know. Thank you. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marin?
What's your question? I'm sorry.
Oh, what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for the Republican Derek Marin?
Well, I don't know what the primary, just what I heard, there's a lot to consider now, more than I thought.
A lot to consider, okay. Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First through 11th grade, high school graduate?
Some college.
Some college, thank you. Regardless of how you had previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican, an independent or something else?
Republican.
Thank you.
Discouraged Republican.
Okay, cool. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important, or you don't know?
Somewhat.
Thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican Donald Trump.
Thank you. Well, that actually finished the survey. I really appreciate your help.
All right.
Thank you.
For calling.
I hope you have a nice day. Thank you.
Thanks.
Take care.
You too. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.